Plan now for your free customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book at 844-513-SAFE. That's 844-513-7233.
T. Brian Hill, owner of UsedJewelryBuyer.com, located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles, is paying the highest prices for your vintage and modern Rolexes, other high-end watch brands, and fine diamond jewelry, including certified diamonds, signed designer jewelry such as Tiffany, Cartier, and David Yurman. If you have gold, silver, diamond jewelry, or old watches you don't need or want, please visit T. Brian Hill at UsedJewelryBuyer.com for all the information you need to make an educated decision when selling your valuable jewelry.
B-Dubs makes buying holiday gifts easy by giving you a free bonus card when you buy $25 worth of their holiday gift cards. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step.
Yeah, what could life be?
Life can be so sweet.
How about that?
On the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Who was that?
That was Dolores Clinton.
Dolores Clinton?
Yep.
Who is she?
Just somebody who dropped in one day, was listening in the car, and hated it so much, she parked at Westport, came in, and just walked in the main office, and we happened to be doing some recording in there, and we captured her just, that was it. She just wanted to come in and go, what the hell is this? And she left. We never heard from her again.
Wow.
Typical listener reaction.
Yeah.
That's what we strive for. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. All races, creeds, colors, religions, excuse me, genders.
Did we ever figure out what creed is?
No, I don't think we ever really did. We just know it's something that you're supposed to say. All creed. And you know what? You bring up a good point. If you've, and everybody has filled out applications or forms, and it'll say, you know, height, weight. It might even say male, female. It's never once said creed.
I know.
what's your creed? Yeah. But then I guess they also can't on an application say what's your religion. They can't put that either. So creed has to be, and we've looked it up, and we still don't understand it. So race creed. But we'll take you, whatever your creed is. unless your creed can be something really bad. Like cut people's heads off, like ISIS or something. Then we don't want you. And
your also, creed is basically your religion, your confession of faith.
Really?
So yeah.
Well, then why do we say regardless of race, creed, or religion? We just say regardless of race.
I don't think religion is the
same thing.
Race, creed, or is it race, creed?
We're going to give ourselves a headache.
Or color? Isn't color one?
Well, color would be race, though, right?
Not necessarily.
No. Not necessarily. You could be of a race that isn't indicated by color. I'm really getting a headache.
Okay. Stop.
We don't know what we're doing. We're getting into it, like we all do often get into territory we don't know anything about. So we're glad to have you here on this, the 14th day of December. 2016. You know what this is to me? It's another sleepy, dusty Delta
Whoa.
Day.
Whoa!
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta Day?
Like to, if we could, have some time to talk to listeners today. Yeah, I miss talking to you folks. We've had so much going on here that we don't get many calls in. Sometimes the Burke segment runs. What's that noise? What kind of?
Oh.
What, did you? Don't you teach broadcasting?
Yeah.
What are you, rustling paper?
I was getting a cough drop out of my packet.
Okay, and why? Why would you do that?
I wouldn't cough on the air.
But you do have a switch over there.
I know. I didn't.
People would rather hear you cough than 30 seconds of, you know.
I didn't think it would be that loud.
Well, it was. Now I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? What was I talking
Something
about?
Something about
Oh, I'd like to take calls. I'd like to take a lot of calls today from listeners. But we're going to do the Burke segment. And before we do that, who watched The Voice? Anybody? I didn't No. watch this season until last night. And then that, was, of course, was just the lead up to tonight, which was the finale. So I didn't watch the show. I didn't know who any of the contestants were. But I have to tell you, of these shows, I still think this probably is the one that's best done. I know one of the judges now is Miley Cyrus, but she was actually kind of cute and funny. And, Adam Levine is in there with his entire body tattooed. Blake Shelton, everybody seems to really like him. And I'm forgetting, Alicia Keys, who I guess a couple of years ago decided, I'm never going to wear makeup again. I'm just going to be natural. I'm proud of my heritage. Well, Alicia, you're one of a few women who can get away with that and still look gorgeous. Have you ever seen her? Alicia Keys is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, she's very attractive. And now she does the no makeup thing. I don't know what the statement is she's trying to make, but she wears that Aunt Jemima thing on her head. She's trying to look like she's carrying baskets of water down, from the creek in the 1800s. But she's one of those women who, everybody knows what I'm about to say is true. Most women, if they didn't have any makeup on, they woke up and they had stripped off every inch of makeup. No eyeshadow, eyelashes, blush, nothing. Most women aren't just what you would call gorgeous without a little help. Would you agree?
Right. Oh, sure.
And yeah. Women have access to all kinds of help that we don't have, or at least don't utilize. Alicia Keys, without a speck of makeup, is really pretty. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the deal is, but I'm just going to let my hair go wild and I'm not going to wear makeup. So she's one of the few that can get away with
it. I watched The Voice a lot this year, and I didn't think that the talent pool was as good as years past.
Well, every year they say this is the best group ever. And I only watched it two nights, the night before and last night. And the guy that won was the guy, I think Peon mentioned him to me, Sundance Head is the winner. And I was happy for that guy. He's one of those guys that you go, yeah, you're rooting for him. But you know the runner-up was, the second place was Billy Gilman.
I know.
Billy Gilman should not be eligible to be on the show.
I didn't understand that either.
He's a former star.
This
guy had a hit record or two when he was 11 or something. I thought this was for amateurs.
I know, I did too. Now, this Sundance Head, his dad was out in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what his dad's first name is, but his dad has had a hit in 1962 or one or something like that. It was second, he was on the Billboard chart, number two to the Beatles.
Come on.
No, that's Sundance Head. That's his dad had that.
To me, those people have had a taste of success in the business. They shouldn't be. It's like Dancing with the Stars. When I see that the one of the stars, is out there and they were formerly a gold medal gymnast or something, they shouldn't be on there because, of course, they can dance better. Mm-hmm. They're Olympic gymnasts. I don't know. It's out of control. I don't watch The Voice. I don't watch any of this. But I do enjoy watching a winner where when they cut to the mom and dad, you can just tell. This family has supported this kid for years and wished him the best. Like, follow his dream. I like that. So congratulations to Sundance Head. Now, do you remember the guy in Sykeston who won? I don't remember what he won. Neil E. Boyd. Remember this guy?
That was America's Got Talent.
He won America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And in an interview, and I forgot where it was. It wasn't a local publication. It was a People magazine thing. He talked about listening to this show. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. We interviewed him one day.
Yeah. Now, there's an example of a guy who wins it all. And whoever hears of him? Nobody.
Mm-mm.
He was an opera singer. He was a tenor, kind of a great big guy. A nice guy.
Yeah.
But went nowhere. Then you get other people who didn't even win. And they take off and do really well. Now,
Chris Daughtry on American Idol.
Daughtry is a good example. But this guy last night, Sundance Head, great name, by the way. I don't know if it's his real name or not. It's a great name. I think he's going to have a tough time making it to the top because of people like, is it Chris Stapleton? That's the new look now. Zach Brown kind of started it. Now it's the Grizzly Adams, I haven't shaved for 12 years, live in the woods look.
Yeah.
And this guy's got it. So good luck. He's up against a couple other guys that have that look, too. Anybody have anything to say?
I do.
He jumped right in there. He must have something really interesting. Here he is, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
Frank. You're welcome.
And I would actually like to turn my Burke segment over to someone that's on the phone right now. So, mystery caller, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to say because you're talking about The Voice, you know, right. I don't think they've seen that much talent on there because I haven't been on there.
Valid point.
Yeah, no,
that is
a
good point. This is my daughter, everybody. And
but I really wanted to call because I know you mentioned it's another sleepy, dusty Delta today, but it's really not.
Don't do what you're about to do.
Happy birthday to you.
Off key.
Happy birthday to you.
There's that voice.
Happy birthday, dear Dad. Happy birthday to you.
All right, off key.
Cha-cha-cha.
Off key. But we'll take it. Now you know what you've done. Now you've left them wanting more.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're not going to be able to stand it. And here's the big announcement. She will not be able to come into town Christmas because it's a long story. She has a boyfriend. They both live in Overland Park, Kansas. He has a family. And to get around to everybody, we get it. But she will be in the afternoon of Christmas Day. So Tuesday,
Tuesday.
Yeah, do like your mom. Interrupt me. We're off Monday. Since Christmas Day is the 25th, we're off the 26th. But here's the big news. Tuesday, the 27th, she'll be in, and she will keep Christmas going and keep the spirit alive.
Oh, heck yeah.
You bet.
I will not destroy Christmas.
No, you won't.
No,
well, you
no.
won't destroy Christmas till Tuesday when you sing.
That whole week will be Hanukkah too.
Oh, you might have to throw in a Hanukkah song.
Yeah, we'll have to throw in a Hanukkah song.
Sure, yeah, I can do that.
She's up dreidel song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreidel. I can do that.
Yeah, there we go.
Where are you? Are you in Orland Park?
I'm driving in my car, but I just had to let everyone know it's your birthday.
All right. Well, you know how much I don't like that. And so thanks a lot. All right. I love you.
Okay. I love you too. Bye, Dan. Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Okay,
Amanda.
Bye-bye. There she goes. 9-year-old.
Wait, no, I don't think 20. Is it 29?
Yeah, but she sounds 9.
28. Yeah.
She still sounds like just a little.
She does.
I don't know how in the world she got her jobs. Every job she's had, she's been out of college for 4 years, I guess, or something. No, 5, 6. But they interview you, and then if you're lucky, they fly you in. And everyone she's gone after, she's gotten. And now she works for a pharmaceutical company. And I just want to say, hey. At some point down the line, don't some of these people go, excuse me, but you have a voice like an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, no, they probably love it. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that sound.
Yeah, oh, you're hired.
So she'll be in Tuesday the 20th. Mark, hey, Mark, get your phone and go to the calendar. You got to mark that. That's going to be a huge day. And she's... What I kind of don't like and is sad is she's not quite as terrible as she used to be. She's still bad, but she's not as bad as she used to be.
She must have been practicing.
I hate that. Yeah,
going to training lessons.
But, we have had people calling asking about her coming in to sing because
you heard her. She's not going to ruin Christmas.
No,
she will step in even if
that's awesome.
We used to go to recitals. She was in a little dance academy or something, and we go to school plays. And I remember there was a Christmas play. There were a couple of them. There's several of these things. They all run together. But I never understood why they put her in the back if there was a group singing. Now, I get it. They don't want want to hear. They don't want to hear her.
Well, that, and she was tall, also.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that one. She was tall. And then one year we go, and she is the Christmas tree, and she's dressed as a tree. Yeah, so like her head sticking out the top of a tree, and she got. And this is when I thought, well, man, there must be something I don't hear. She got the singing solo part.
Whoa.
Oh man, I would love to have audio of that. It was something about I'm gonna be Santa's tree. Looky, looky, looky at me. Yeah, that was the song. Yeah, I mean that's something Santa's tree, and it was horrible. But you're still proud. You know?
How old was she when she did that? Do you remember?
I'm gonna say 10, maybe? I don't know. 9, 10, something like that. Kids are fun. Have some kids. Right now, tonight, folks, if you get to start, go at it tonight. Have some kids. You'll be glad you did. Did you have anything else?
Can you imagine
your life without Alyssa?
No.
Of course not.
Oh, no. Heck no.
Of course not.
And she just got home for the holidays, which is great. She took her last final today, and she's home already, so can't wait to see her and hang out with her and sing some Christmas carols with her.
All right.
I am going to put, I'm in the process right now of putting this video.
Hey, look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Well, thank you so much. In the process right now of putting this video on our Facebook page. We've all seen these videos where they have a kid come out, it was like the water boy, he has Down syndrome or something's going on. This kid has a heart ailment, and the two teams let this kid carry the ball in to run for a touchdown. But
isn't it been around a while?
I don't know. I don't know if it has. I just saw it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I just saw this for the first time. There's a complete twist to it, so
okay.
You can go watch it on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AM in the PM, and you don't have to have a Facebook page to do that. So
all right.
I'm putting it on our Facebook page, but it is, I'll just say...
Get the Kleenex?
No. Well, maybe. I guess so. Yeah. You could say that, I guess.
Okay, but there's a surprise to it.
Yes, there's a definite surprise.
Okay.
Okay, right. That's all.
And now, Eon the Peon.
I do. Would you like to break first?
Sure. Thank you for the offer. We'll break now, and I will talk to you about a business and a man who I just had a nice, long conversation with this morning. We talked about all kinds of things. And one of the things we talked about, and we do every time, is how grateful I am for those of you who have included Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home in your process before you make a decision. Thank you for including them. And he actually then mentioned to me that, Thompson Price is the second longest running advertiser we have. He's been on this show for 21 years. Okay. He never really says, oh, Frank, be sure to tell everybody. That he doesn't do that because he knows that my job really is to make sure you know the name Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, and that you know there might be a similar sounding sort of name of a company, but that if you remember to include the name Price in at least one of the companies that you're talking to about a kitchen or bathroom, then you have the people we're talking about. Got a lot of experience. Family's in the business now. Sons are in the business with them. I like that. They are perfectionists. You know, sometimes when you deal with a perfectionist, you can misinterpret what they're saying as, not being cooperative or not agreeing or not letting you do. Well, they're not in business to let you make bad decisions, costly decisions. Decisions that if they were to carry them out and go through with them, their work would end up being less than what they strive for, which is perfection. So listen to them and let them kind of guide you and show you some things you might not have even been aware of. And they're going to listen to you. They want to know, what do you like? Are you taking pictures? Whatever. It's in your head. It doesn't matter. When it's over, you are going to be in a kitchen or bathroom like you can't even believe was possible because it is the perfect one for you and your family. Please, folks, be sure to include the name Price. I don't care if you talk to 10 kitchen and bath places or two. Make sure one of them is. Hey, if you only talk to that one, that's fine too. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, or thompsonprice.com.
All right, that video should be up on our Facebook page right now, so you can go to that if you want to. Here's Tim Weiland with a check on traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, looks like we're accident-free right now. We have, do have some stop-and-go traffic that goes from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270, westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, northbound 170. Looks like we're heavy from about St. Charles Rock Road to Highway 70 and eastbound Highway 270, just a little bit heavy on either side of Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to ship holiday packages. The Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week and has 10% off UPS shipping until December 24th. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran George, his wife, and five children in St. Peter's could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays. From Tide Dry Cleaning, Daniel's Farm and Greenhouse, Allen Roofing and Siding, Ankle and Foot Institute, and all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Patty Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Patty Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Patty is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePattyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. But don't delay. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
If you're looking for the perfect meeting location for friends, family, and colleagues this holiday season, it's Westport Plaza. You can enjoy free carriage rides from 6:30 to 9:30 every Saturday in December except on Christmas Eve. Make your plans now for New Year's Eve and enjoy carriage rides along with a spectacular fireworks display at 6 p.m. Make your dinner, entertainment, and hotel reservations at Westport Plaza now before it's too late. Visit WestportPlazaSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from St. Louis Home Fires. You know, the Christmas season represents a great part of the year to stop into St. Louis Home Fires. Whether it's making your hearth warm on the inside or cooking for family on the outside, come into St. Louis Home Fires for specials on gas logs, glass doors for the hearth room, or spices, rubs, smoking woods to take that holiday meal to the next level. St. Louis Home Fires is at 15053 Manchester Road, 2 miles west of 141 on Manchester Road.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show is hitting the road again. Hi, this is Randy Naughton. We'll be live at the Diamond Family Thursday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lafayette Center, Deerbergs Plaza in Manchester. As always, the Diamond Family is home of a wish for a white Christmas. That means if it snows 3 inches or more on Christmas Day, all of your money comes back to you. A full refund. Also, all in-stock inventory marked down up to 75%. So join us live at the Diamond Family Thursday, December 15th on the Big 550 KTRS.
Not a big fan of jingles for most businesses. I don't think they're necessary unless they're really good and catchy. But I wrote one. I got up in the middle of the night last night, and I wrote not really a jingle, but just sort of a sound for an advertiser, Huber and Associates, H-U-B-E-R. And I must have been sleep writing or something, because I wrote down, and forgetting that he's dead, I thought we'll have Frank Sinatra sing Huber Doobie Doo.
Oh.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
And then when I woke up, I thought, oh, he's dead.
Oh, man.
And I thought, I know, I'll have Frank Jr. do it. No, he's dead.
Man.
What's going on? All of the Frank Sinatras are dying. We're not going to have any left. Huber. H-U-B-E-R. They're in the IT business big time, and they have been for over 28 years. I've said before, I didn't think there was IT as a significant part of a business before, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, but apparently longer than that, because they've been in it for over 28 years. What they have is information technology solutions that you alone, on your own, with your little IT people, sometimes overlook or don't know about. Ways you can reduce your costs and increase your productivity. Two of the most important things I think that a business can achieve if you're going to grow and you're going to, you know, kick your competitors' butts. So they're going to give you the tools to optimize your IT infrastructure. And the ultimate goal is maximum efficiency throughout the company. Lower costs, strengthen your interactions with your customers, increase productivity, get work, the people that work for you to work faster and smarter. It's all good, everything about it. And I don't care if it's small business, medium-sized, large enterprise company. They have clients from coast to coast. They're proud to have them as a Missouri-based company, headquarters in Jefferson City, Missouri. Huber and Associates, IT services for your company. Website, teamhuber.com. Did we close the Berkshire one?
No.
That's right. You haven't done. Folks, sorry. Here now, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing I have, I'm not a big Starbucks drinker. I don't think either of you
are as well.
Not really.
My wife orders one thing and the same thing all the time, and she does that about twice a week.
Yeah. My wife as well. Yeah. It's normally around pumpkin spice season because she's nuts about that for some reason. I don't quite get that. But there's this conspiracy theory going around. Well, when you go to Starbucks, you order a drink, they ask for your name.
Yes.
And then they write your name on your cup. Uh-huh. Reason why they do that, but that's what they do. And apparently, they misspell people's names, like easy names, too, a lot.
I can see that. It'd be easy to do.
And there's a conspiracy theory going on that the reason they do that is because when people, you know, and I would say Starbucks is probably the majority of their customers are millennials, probably 30s.
I would agree.
And the reason that is once people get to see, like, especially with the easy, in this article, they mentioned the name Molly. They did a test with a person that worked in their office, and her name is Molly. And they had her go to 5 different Starbucks, and she had 3 different misspellings.
Now, see, to me, like you said, that's an easy M-O-L-L-Y.
How do you even, yes. And so one time there was M-O-L-L-Y, M-O-L-L-I, M-A-I-L-I, and then actually one time it was Mommy on the cup. Yeah. And so this conspiracy theory is the reason they do that, because these, you know, this Molly would take a picture and go, look, can you believe they misspelled my name, M-A-L-I, at Starbucks, and then post it on their social media. It's essentially free advertising. And that makes total sense, because you see the Starbucks cup, and so I think that's a very very smart, whoever did this investigation. They think this is the huge conspiracy theory that,
yeah, because it's not saying that the drink sucks and it's not.
No, it's just go, look at this. It's funny. Look at this person, the barista, misspelled my name like that. So I just thought that was interesting.
And it's just, you're right. It's a way to get the image
more pictures of your cup
in your head
on a social media
and get people to maybe go in and see if they'll misspell their name. Maybe.
No, Dan, I don't believe that's what they're trying to do.
It could be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you both.
Well, we know you do. We know you do, and you need to see someone about that anger.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And that feeling.
You know? Next thing I have, there's this article about us as Americans are apparently the only country that do not have evil characters surrounded by Christmas. Like when you go over it, in European, have you ever heard of the Krampus?
Krampus?
That sounds like something a woman has once a month. I'm sorry, honey, but I had the Krampus. That's
Krampus?
Why
there's a Krampus irritable. Day, and it's across the Italian, Austrian, and Slovenian Alps. This Krampus demon has a cowbell around his neck. And
now, what country is this?
This is Italian, Austrian, and Slovenian Alps. That mountain region. Yes,
I like Krampus.
He's essentially like a Christmas demon. He has horns, and you can Google Krampus if you want to look and see what he.
I'm tired of Christmas being so nice.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
Get Krampus in here.
Merry Krampus to you.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to take a Krampus.
That's one. That Krampus is one. And then in France, they have
a Krampus who wears no pants.
They have a legendary serial killer and butcher named Pierre Fautard, which means
what?
That's French.
Pierre Fautard.
F-O-U-E-T-T-A-R-D. And that stands for, in French, Father Whipper. And
Father Whipper. I like it.
And they use that to teach kids that he threatens naughty children with his whip. And so us as Americans, it's almost like a good versus evil thing. We're the only ones that only have the good side with Christmas.
The closest thing we come to anything negative is that, well, you get a coal in your stocking.
Yeah. Yeah, but right. No evil. That's character. Still Santa just, doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Belgium, they have a guy named... Belgium and the Netherlands, a guy named Zwarte Piet, which means Black Piet. He rides through the canals on a steamship. He's a child kidnapper. Oh, it's almost like Pumpkinhead.
I bet these kids behave.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, it's almost like. So there are a bunch. Germany has Frau Perchetta, who creeps into the homes to slit open bad children and stuff their bellies with straw. And so these are all the Christmas.
Sick countries.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a bunch of these, but I thought that was interesting that we're the only ones that have only the good guys.
I got a bunch of emails from what we did yesterday when we got off on that tangent and we started doing the stupid impressions of Wizard of Oz. And some guy wrote me and said, man, oh man, he said, the Amos McCoy, he said, that Walter Brennan, he said, I was dying. I was laughing. So when you said Krampus, I'm thinking, that's the voice. That would be, look, Santa's voice. But Krampus, if he has a voice, it would be Amos McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
Walter Brennan, but he's evil, right? I mean, he's a bad
guy. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I see him going to the kid in the middle of the night, Christmas Eve, the kid's sleeping, finally got to sleep, wanted to wake up and Santa's been there. Krampus would come in and sit down on the edge of the bed and wake him up, and the kid would be startled at first. He'd go, ah, ah. He'd go, and now you shut your little trap. If you breathe one word of me being in your room, I'm going to come back in here and stitch your belly open. I'm going to stuff a bunch of stuff in there you're not going to like. I'm going to put some old coal in there, burnt coal in your belly. Yeah, here's the deal, you little bastard. You haven't been good all year.
That could be
either. And not only you're not going to get anything for Christmas, something really bad is going to happen to you. Yeah, that would be Krampus.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Last thing I have, there was a guy, I don't know if this is interesting to me, just because it's a radio guy, but there was a guy who he would work for the radio side for the Wake Forest football team
from Carolina.
And is that where I'm okay? I think Wake Forest. Okay, yeah, I wasn't exactly sure what Wake
South
Forest
Carolina
was. He got fired recently. They found out that he had been giving opponents, whoever was playing Wake Forest that week, information, inside information. So he was the radio guy for the Wake Forest team, yet since 2014 they have evidence.
So he play-by-play, he broadcast the game.
Yes, and he was giving information to the other teams to help them out, like they knew their playbook. I think the last game they played, they were up 12-0 before giving up 44 straight points to the Louisville Cardinals.
I think that's so, frowned upon.
But they also find out he was one of the coaches before he was on the radio, and he was fired in 2014. So they think that's why he decided to essentially give away team information, because he was upset about being fired as a coach and being relegated, I guess, to
what does this
work
tell you
as
about
the radio.
Radio let anybody in. Here's the guy, he's fired as the coach. Guess where he gets a job? Radio. We'll take him.
So that's the first time I'd ever heard that a radio guy, a sports radio guy, got fired for giving the opponents intel.
So is there anything besides getting fired from that position?
Legality-wise?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think there's...
No, I don't think there's a real charge.
Yeah.
No.
It's not exactly the thing to do. All
that was it.
All right, let's shut her down.
Wow.
Burke's segment is officially closed now. Is somebody on hold?
Yeah, John's on hold.
We didn't even ask for any calls. Let's take it anyway. John, how are you?
I'm great. Y'all did ask for callers. You said you wanted callers, and then...
Oh, you know, you're right. At the very beginning, you're right.
At the very beginning, here we are 45 minutes later.
I know. It's us. It's our fault. And we take all the blame. What can we do for you?
I don't even know why I was calling now.
That's what happens when you hold forever.
This is John from Texas. Well, I do know why I called. I wanted to wish you guys happy Merry Christmas.
How long have you been in Texas now?
Well, I lived in St. Louis for like 18 years. I moved back 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm from. I'm from Dallas.
But you're back here now?
No, my son's still there.
Okay.
But I live in...
So my question is, how long have you been away from St. Louis in Texas?
3 years.
3 years. And folks, he still listens all the time. That's loyalty. It's called loyalty. Thank you. We appreciate that.
So, Ian, look up... On Saturday Night Live had a skit a couple of years ago from Starbucks on one of those automated machines. I forgot what they call it. You know, kind of like a Keurig coffee machine.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But it would call out your name. So you own the machine, and every time Molly would make her own coffee at home, it would mispronounce her name. It's a pretty funny skit.
So it's like an in-home Starbucks machine.
Exactly.
I got to tell you that I have been a Saturday Night Live fan since they went on in the early 70s or whenever. Until about 3 months ago, I taped it every week, recorded it. We don't really tape. And I stopped it about 2 months ago and have nothing to do with that show anymore for two reasons.
Yeah,
one, it has become the most poorly written, unfunny bunch of crap I've ever seen. And I'm sick of the politics. They open with politics. That update thing with those two horrible guys, that's politics. I don't want the show for that. So I don't watch it anymore. I gave up on them.
The reason I did call, one of the reasons was I wanted you to tell your buddy Johnny Londoff that I was shopping for a car about a month ago from online, and maybe I'm just so fed up with pop-ups, you know, on these websites. Like you go to the Post Dispatch, it's like playing a video game.
Yeah,
I try to click off all the pop-ups that come up. But his had a, I'm trying to help him out here, you know, one of those, hi, I'm Marianne, how can I help you, you know, type of thing.
Okay.
To get a chat going. You couldn't even look at what car you were trying to get info on, because that thing would just keep popping up. Even though you would shut it off, it popped right back up before you could even see anything on the car.
All right, you don't realize it, but I just made a one-word note to myself. When we hang up here, you just gave me something I have been meaning to talk about for quite a while, and I'm going to teach the listeners a little lesson in advertising. I'm so glad you mentioned the pop-up stuff. So Merry Christmas.
You too. I mean, I don't care if they were giving away free filet mignons for my lifetime. I'm not going to know it because I'm not going to read it.
No, thank you. You have just... Wait till you hear what I was going to say, and I made a note to you. You're not going to believe it. You're mirroring what I was thinking. But have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, guys.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. I'm going to take a couple minutes to do this because I'm glad he reminded me of this. We're in the advertising business. We're in the sales business. That's what this is. I make my living selling. Now, if I can make somebody think that there's some kind of entertainment in there with that, that makes it easier. We need new business. We need and have for some time. When I say we need, I mean this show needs a couple of new advertisers for me to speak for. The reason they're not coming out of the woodwork and knocking down the doors is there are a couple of reasons. One, it's expensive. Expensive is not the right word. It costs more than most other garbage radio, and the reason it costs so much less is because a lot of it's not effective. You're just another recorded commercial running with a bunch of other recorded commercials. Some are good, most are not. So what we've always been up against is, let me share this with you first, too. Everybody I speak for, I don't care if it's American Equity or Goodfeet or Londoff or First Community or Thompson Price, Schaefer. They came to me, okay? They send me an email. They're business people. Frank, listen to you. I'd love to talk to you about speaking for our company. That's how it happens. There's no cold calling, knocking on doors, picking up the phone. Hey, have you ever heard of Frank Opinion? Most people go, no, click. It doesn't work that way. But one of the things that's frustrating for me is we all have competition. If you're in any kind of business, you have somebody who's a competitor. The problem is that one of my competitors and our competitors now, is what John just mentioned. An ad agency, let's say, will tell an advertiser, well, you don't want to go and be on that Frank O'Bignon thing and have him speak. It costs a fortune. Hey, for that money, and here's what they'll tell them. We will see to it that your ad pops up in front of 350,000 people every day.
Ooh.
Now, that I'm going to tell you something, that gets your attention. Here's the problem. It may be true, but out of 300,000, 299,998 people are going to exit out as soon as they can click it and get it's in my way. I have never once read any ad that popped up in front of me. Never. Couldn't tell you what it was. I want it out of the way. So, you know, it takes business from us and revenue, and it's spent on pop-up stuff. Do I think social media is important? Absolutely. Facebook page, website. But this business about your ad popping up front, don't fall for that, folks. If you're an ad, it's just popping up is one thing. Having people react to it or actually read it is another. It's kind of like radio. If a radio station says, well, we have 200,000 listeners. All right, they may have 200,000 radios on that station at a particular time, but are they really paying attention, and do they react, and are they buying the advertiser's product? Are they loyalty? Are they loyal almost to the point of being cult-like? The answer is yes, thank goodness, to this show. They are. You are. So advertisers that are listening, it's a tough thing to know how to advertise and how to spend money. But I might have one goal, and that's to make people know who you are, at least the people who listen to this show. They're going to know who you are and what you do, and when they decide to make a move, they wouldn't think of doing it without giving you a shot at their business, and that's not the reaction or the response you get from most radio, TV, whatever. And this whole pop-up thing, holy cow. I mean, do you agree? Do you X out most everything that jumps up in front of you?
I do.
I don't even know what it was for. No. Can I find the X? And now they make the X a little harder. I put it at the bottom instead of the upper right corner. Ooh, but I'll find it. I'll get you off there as fast as I can. All right, a word from one of those great advertisers. That would be First Community Credit Union, their headquarters, where they it's the heart, the lifeblood of the heart that pumps the blood out to the other arteries, to the other locations, would be Chesterfield Valley. But there are a total of 43 First Community Credit Unions, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Don't know where you bank, don't know why you bank there, and you probably don't either, but I will tell you this, if you start banking at First Community, you'll know exactly what you like about it and why you want to stay there, and you can't imagine banking anywhere else. The rates are competitive, the people are beyond friendly, and it's a membership that costs you a dollar for every account. Ooh, worth every penny of that dollar. Terrific place to bank. Business banking, folks, small businesses, you need to partner with that department, the First Community Credit Union, so that when you need that $80,000, $100,000 loan, you got a partner. They're very good in that department, too. First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock. FirstCommunity.com.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Could your money and investments be at risk and you don't even know it? Learn how you may be able to avoid a potential